And I said, Lord, you know, I read in the Bible, greater love hath no man than you lay down your life for a friend. But I never read that about computers. I can sit here and defend the computers, but that's not necessarily a heroic thing. My life is more important than those computers. But you know what? Those are your assets. And I just can't stand for somebody to steal your assets. There's donated money. There's offerings. There's special gifts there. Lord, please. I looked around and I was by myself for at least a city block. And I decided, but Lord, I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to give my life to save these computers. I'm leaving. And as I took a step backward, I bumped into a guy. I just 2 seconds before, I'd been looking around. And there was this guy there. I looked at his face. I've never seen such a perfect face in my life. Now, movie stars, you know, on a TV look pretty good. If you watch them on a movie, I mean, they look handsome, beautiful, whatever it is. And I've never seen a perfect face in my life. I'm not even looking at any perfect faces right now. You know your face is not perfect. You look in the mirror every day. Mine is broken. My nose is. I look at. But I was looking at a perfect face. And I looked at it, and for a second I thought, man, if he was on TV, I would believe this. And I forgot all about the guys. And he turned to me and said, you know, your life is in danger. You have to leave. Oh, well, yes, I'd forgotten. But you know what? I don't have a starter. I can't start. Besides, my engine is frozen. He said, I know those guys. There's four of them there that live in that place, and they went to take all the equipment you have in your car. And your life is in danger. I said, how did he know what I had in my car? He said, you need to leave immediately. Your life is in danger. I said, but I told you, I can't leave. He said, get in your car, I'll push you. It took three guys to get me going. And I went, now where I'm parked on the gravel uphill, you're going to push me all by yourself? He said, get in, I will push you. The guy's crazy. Okay, I got in my car. And as I got in my car, I realized, you know, there's an unwritten rule in Lima, Peru. If you intervene on an assault, like somebody's pickpocketing, you go, careful, sir, they're stealing your wallet. Or if you see them walking off with a suitcase and you squeal, they'll come up behind you with three razor blades and rip open your face. Next time, don't squeal. I've squealed several times, and I had to immediately get in a taxi and disappear, because they always come in twos or threes, and they always have razor blades. I thought to myself, what are they going to do to that guy? He's intervening in the assault, and he's actually saving me. I looked at them, and they were all frozen. They couldn't move. I looked at the other one. Looked at the other one. They were all frozen. Every one of them. They couldn't even move. They weren't going. They just were sitting there, staring off in the same space. Strange. I said, but he won't be able to push me. He said, put it in second gear and push the clutch in. Yes, yes, it's there. All of a sudden, the car started moving. Well, maybe he's strong enough to push it, but it won't start because the engine froze. But when I let go of the clutch, it started right up. He came running around, and he said, you need to leave now. Your life is in danger. I said, well, I need to get a tip. I don't need a tip. No. I got to give you a tip. And I started looking for some money to give him. And he said, I don't use money. What do you mean you don't use money? Everybody uses money. So I pulled out some bills and gave it to him. He said, okay, hurry up. And I took off and I went out and pulled out onto the main road. Two or three blocks later, the engine started overheating. There was no water. I pulled into a gas station. And when I came to a full stop, I realized who that was that helped me. Perfect face. He showed up out of nowhere. He knew all about me, what I had in my car, in the back of the car. He knew the four guys. He knew where he had been. He was very, very strong. He froze them so they couldn't move, and he didn't use any money. You tell me. God is willing to have you continually surrounded by angels so that you can get the job done. And he will do that. But he first wants your allegiance. He first wants you to make a total commitment to him. If you do that, you can accomplish the job. He'll give you peace. He will give you his presence. But he needs to know, and you need to know, who you're going to follow. If you belong totally to him, you can trust him with your life. I had one other story I wanted to share with you just as I was talking here, and it slipped me. Maybe it'll come back to me.